For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. On Monday night, the two largest planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, paid each other a rare holiday visit, appearing so close in the sky, they nearly looked like one big star. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has a special story of catching this rare celestial event with her father, Jimmy Jamerson.
So, Dad, where are we and what are we doing?
We're down the street from our house in a vacant lot, trying to look at the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter through a telescope.
In case you missed all of the news coverage,
an astronomical conjunction.
Something humans have not seen in nearly 800 years.
On the winter solstice, Jupiter and Saturn appeared about a dime's width apart, nearly touching in the southwest portion of the sky. In reality, that tiny distance is hundreds of millions of miles apart. Every 20 years, these planets orbit this close, and it's known as a great conjunction. But the last time it was visible at night was the Middle Ages, in the year 1226.
It looks like one star that has fuzzy edges on it.
Does it look like one big star?
Yes, it looks like one big star.
Binoculars could help you distinguish the distance between the two planets, but we decided to go all in and dust off Great Uncle Ed's trusty 1950s Criterion Dinoscope Telescope.
So why go through all this effort? Why not just sit at home on the couch and watch it being streamed by NASA?
It's a world of difference to be outside, to look up in the sky, and you see the moon, the Mars to the left of the moon, and then this bright star in the horizon. And more importantly, it's exactly, we've got something in common with people 800 years ago, 1200 AD, where they stood out here to see it and look. So we've got something in common. And I love the whole thing, just makes this way more interesting to be outside.
Now we point the telescope a few degrees to the right, then the left, and
I see not one star, but I see two planets. But I see Saturn with its rings on the left, and I see Jupiter on the right.
Over the last week of December, you will still be able to catch the planet pair during the first hour after sunset as they now gradually drift apart. The next chance to see this planetary event will be in 2080, 60 years from now.
Wait, did I see a moon? Oh yeah, I see two moons. The old age went away just for a second. Let's see if there's any more moons.
Reporting from a dirt lot in Redlands, Megan Jamerson, Empire, KVCR News.
The adjacent ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach experienced a surge in cargo in November. Last month's cargo volume at the Port of Los Angeles was up 22% compared to November 2019. The port on Tuesday cited a combination of increased consumer spending, holiday shipments, and replenishment of warehouse inventories. The Port of Long Beach reported earlier that it had its best November on record, an increase of more than 30% over November 2019. Long Beach attributed the rise to the holiday retail rush and a surge in personal protective equipment deliveries. San Francisco supervisors overwhelmingly approved a resolution to condemn the naming of the city's public hospital for Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan. The couple gave $75 million towards a new acute care and trauma center in 2015. The non-binding resolution approved 10-1 is not a law and does not require the hospital to do anything. But backers say it would send a message to San Francisco that a public hospital should not be named for the head of a social media platform that spreads disinformation. Meanwhile, the Hospital Foundation says it's proud of their names being affiliated with the hospital. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.